Hey, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the podcast. It's your girl, Afnan.
And it's Farah.
And we are Rooted Black Girls, here to talk about all things women, being black, all the stuff. Today's episode, we're actually going to be talking about something that I thought was like super spicy, which is like friendship breakups.
Tough one.
Girl, listen, I feel like when women like go through stages of their lives and their friends group change as well. Yeah. So when like they're having their waiting exhale moment and they're like cutting off all of their hair as well.
Yeah. I've never done that with friend groups, you know?
Really?
Wanting to like chop off all my hair?
Not necessarily because of the friend groups. I'd agree with you. But in terms of like when you're transitioning, you know, have you ever had those seasons where like you realize like your life has really changed? Your friend groups are different. Yeah. The way you carry yourself is different. Your values are different.
It's definitely the Gemini in me. And I hate this because I see it's crazy. I see, and I don't want to use the C word, crazy, but I see how Kanye acts. And you could see like.
Is Kanye Gemini?
Heck yeah.
Girl, I didn't know.
I relate more to the Kendrick Gemini. Okay. than the Kanye Gemini.
Explain to the Kendrick Gemini.
I feel like he is evolving and transitioning at all times, right? Yes. And I would claim this for all Geminis. Yes. And so you can't hold me to the person I was yesterday.
Yes.
So for some of my more concrete people, like my Tauruses, right? I got a lot of Scorpio friends, right? I think they are very concrete and want things to kind of like move in a more predictable way, right? And I'm kind of like flowing. I'm air, you know? And I don't want to be held to like standards, right?
Yeah.
And of course I'm going to be well, treat people well, but I want the freedom to evolve and transition on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I'm not the same person I was yesterday.
Got you. How has that been with your friends though? Because like maybe your friends don't move like that. So like how has that been with you?
I've noticed that, especially when I moved out to the Bay and then I was like, free the people, you know? dead ass. Like I was in the parks just like, you know, just
vibing
in the coffee shops, just chopping it up with people, right? Okay. And so I did notice that maybe I didn't do the best job of allowing my friends to see the evolution, right? Or be a part of the evolution. Because I was also in graduate school, right? Okay. And so I am now in a more seasoned space where the people that you love and you care about, you bring them along the journey. You evolve, you allow them to be there. You're more vulnerable with them. You admit things and struggles that you're dealing with.
Interesting.
And that you kind of bring them along with you. When I was in grad school, I was changing at an exponential rate.
Yes.
I'm a Florida girl.
Yeah.
I was born in Oklahoma, y'all. You know, like crazy. Been in the South my entire life. And then they put me in Plymouth Rock, right? Like it was just like, what is this? Has anyone been to Berkeley? Like it's insane, right? And so it was a very a formative experience for me.
Yeah.
Changed significantly. And I didn't do the best job of bringing friends that I didn't leave behind, but that, you know, were back in Florida in the South, didn't bring them along the journey that well.
Yeah. If I interviewed your friends who are from back home, from like Jacksonville, right, where you're from, and I asked them, what has Farah's transition been like in those formative years, like when you were going to Berkeley and stuff like that, what would they say like before and after? Like, what do you think their experience was?
Hilarious. They're just like, you were a lot calmer, right? Because I think the Bay is just like, it's water, it's cool air, 100 almost 90% of the time, right? They only have like a month of like heat, like, you know, where there's an exorbitant amount
Texas
of heat.
Yeah.
So cool air, calm. So I became my environment really calm, very spiritual, very rooted. But I think they will say is that we couldn't catch you. You were always busy. So I was studying and then I'd go to my kickbacks, you know, with the people that were there in the city. And so I didn't have enough time to bring people along the journey.
Yeah.
So they were out. They just didn't know what was going on.
Did
they
you
were
lose
out of the loop
because of the process?
Yeah, yikes. I did.
Was that like
one of my main ones? And that was really kind of like
the bestie breakups.
Bestie breakup.
Those are so terrible.
And I don't even say best friends because it's just I have commitment
We've
problems.
We talked about that. You don't like using that word.
I don't. I don't think it's necessary.
Really?
Yeah.
She's like, don't box me in.
Don't box
no
me
labels.
In.
I love
yeah,
it.
No labels. I don't like labels like that.
So have you ever had a friend who was like, oh, like you're my best friend? You're like, ooh, like what's your response to that? Or never? Do your friends just know you that way?
So some of my friends will say it to other friends, but I think they know how I feel,
okay.
right? And my friends know, like, you're very important to me. You're like sisters. But I think when you have multi-level friendships, family groups, right? Part of a huge family, have cousins out the wazoo, grew up with them, right? like friends are I consider very highly, even to the regard of like a level of like family. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's unnecessary to do it. Like, you know where you stand.
Lil Wayne, she said it with a straight face. Like, we're definitely gonna like zoom back in and rewind that. So she was in a great way,
you know. And I've had to like, as I'm evolving, and I'm sure you'll speak to this. Like, yeah. As you evolve, you realize like, I'm not sure I want to bring you along this journey with me.
Yikes! Yeah. Do you think that like very intentionally? Like, oh, I don't want to take you into my next chapter. Or is
as
it a little
I
bit
became
different?
More intentional with myself, I realized that.
Interesting.
That I just like I'm not gonna work that hard to bring you along because I don't see the connection anymore, right?
Yeah.
And I don't see that you're putting in the effort as much as I am, or
ooh,
vice
that
versa.
Could be a whole episode by itself
for sure. Like reciprocity. Yeah. What did Lauren say? She says something like, give me some reciprocity.
Yeah.
Yeah, reciprocity is it. And so when you're not seeing this bi-directional flow of like, people can show up the way that they want, but you don't see the bi-directionality, you know, the way that they show up. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah.
And I feel like some people did feel that way about me. Like my really good friend, Veronica, she like held on for the 5 years.
She's like, girl, you're not getting rid of me. Veronica's so dope.
I know she's really dope, mashallah, but she did. She was like, I don't think I heard for you for like a month. Like I didn't hear from you. Like in a month,
period. Shout out to the friends who hold you accountable and give you space to like be missing and come
back. She did that. She did allow me that because I think now I do my catch up phone calls. In the car. Mm-hmm. I don't know
yes,
if you're like
on
that.
On the move all
on
the time.
On the move. But as soon as I park my car and I come to my house, my sanctuary, I'm just like, okay, gots to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Really,
like
one of my close friends is like, I know if a finance calling me, she's in the car and when she gets to her destination, that's it.
It's time
if
to go.
If I don't answer, she's like, I'm hanging up with the husband. Because I know, like, okay, I can talk to you later. A finance will not call
do
me
you
back
think
for
that's
5 days.
Cool, though? Because sometimes my friends are like, that's not cool. Why can't you prioritize, like, talking outside of like you doing something or being in the car or cleaning your house? Like, why can't you actually just
that's a good point.
Make some time.
I've never had to have those conversations with my friends because I do carve out that time for like the hour long catch up session.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like, girl, it's been 2 weeks. I'm alive. Are you alive? You good? I love you. Do you need something? Good. Text me. Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But I think those have been really, really interesting experiences. I think I've also had like the friend breakups, if you will.
Yeah.
And those are always tough because I never necessarily see them coming. Like there was one when I was much younger, like middle through high school. Like I've always had like one role dog and that's it. I'm like very, very
slow.
So
you have best friends.
Yeah. I have best friends.
Mashallah.
And we're like tight. They know everything.
Yeah.
Between those years, that chapter, wherever we're at.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it's, you know, I love you. Your secrets will die with me. Your business is my business.
Don't be the friend that when you break up, you try to like tell secrets.
That's really whack.
I've never experienced that, but that's trash.
I've never had to experience that either.
Yeah.
But
that's a universal rule, I hope.
That's girl code.
Yeah, girl, like codes.
Period.
Life codes.
You can't
Ten commandments. Call it the 11 commandments.
Period. No, I think so. Yeah. So I've always had like one good girlfriend at a time who's like my ride or die.
Ooh.
And then I was cool with that. I always like felt like envious if people could have like 5 or 6 friends.
I'm gang. I have like
that.
So many.
Yeah. Like I'm talking about like they all equally know you as well as each other in different connection spaces. I haven't had that until I got older.
Yeah.
Right. But like for me, it was like, you know, everything about my life. Our relationship wasn't relegated to one space. So for example, when I was in high school, like we talked about the boys, we talked about parents, we talked about school, we talked about college,
everything. This was one vessel that
one
hit.
Vessel and that's like, you know, like my vault.
And then
when I got to college, it was this person, like, you know, because the school was where I was so often. I lived on campus. I you know, I lived where I worked. I was an RA.
Yeah.
So again, I find that I also picked people whose lifestyles very closely mirrored mine. We had to have really similar values.
Yeah.
And I felt like between like high school and college and then college to professional, like our value systems changed. And I really learning from myself, I realized I didn't give people a lot of space to grow. It was like, girl, we're on the next move. And you know how I am. I
like
can
this
be
vault
like,
is just so concrete for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so even like the growth, like, girl, we're graduating. We're on to the next thing. Like, let's go. Yeah, you're not doing this. You're not doing this. What the hell you do with your life? Oh, I can't. We can't relate.
Oh.
We can't relate because the way I move is different.
Different.
And it's like, I would find that some of the friends wouldn't be able to either hold space, or they couldn't support me in that new chapter. That space. Right.
They
like,
there.
Yeah, they weren't there. Mm-hmm. Right. Like if you're still in school, for yeah. example, or and I'm in the professional world and I'm dealing with corporate America bullshit yeah. and you haven't necessarily had that experience. I found that I'm the type of person who surrounds myself with people who can help me problem solve.
Mm.
Right. And that's something that I've had to work through in a lot of different relationships. Even do with you family
have
and friends.
I have a friend who asked me, do you have any relationships where you don't evaluate the value that they bring into your life?
So my
I
value
died when they heard when I heard that I was like,
what,
yeah.
how do you hear that though? Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
I heard it like, does someone always have to bring something into your life?
Fact, 100%.
Is that but she
it's
kind of yielded like it's problematic. Like you're always assessing value. Can people just show up for who they are?
You know
and
what?
Just vibe.
You know what?
Like a human being.
Let's go there. We're talking about therapy, right?
Yeah.
So, and you guys know I've done like years of therapy and I'm still like a work in progress. Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. But one thing I realized is something I learned growing up mm-hmm. is that I had to earn my keep in all spaces.
Meaning
I had
what?
To earn love. Like, I
why?
Wasn't loved just, I felt that. I'm not saying that's what my parents intended.
Yes.
My parents loved me to
I
death,
felt that
of course,
way. I felt that
right?
way,
like,
too.
If you,
it's one of my core values.
Yes.
Yeah.
As,
I had to perform for the
you
love.
You have to perform.
Yeah.
And if you're not contributing
it's not,
value.
Y'all, get therapy, because it's not right.
It's not
inherently,
right.
you're valuable and
inherently,
lovable.
Because you're a human
inherently.
Being. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So, but I learned that I am valuable because of what I put out.
Yes.
Right? And I am valuable for what I contribute to the group, and I'm valuable for what I bring to the table.
And equally, you're judging people for that.
Exactly.
As well. Same.
Right? If
yeah.
I accept that standard for my life, which is what I've learned through therapy, like
mm-hmm.
the love and acceptance and space and grace I can give other people
mm-hmm.
is because I've given it to myself as
yeah,
I grow.
That's,
and that's continued to expand.
You
I
are your number one case study.
Absolutely.
All your friendships are
yeah.
and relationships are mirrors to you.
Yeah. And
like
I,
what you need to work on.
And when I would look back at my friendships, like, damn, why I was the one who always was walking away.
Yeah.
I was always the one who was like, well, this is not working for him anymore because you're not contributing equally
yeah.
to where I'm at now.
For sure.
Right? And I always had like a very strong belief of it's not about like only me getting, but it's like I would have a very fixed mindset that was kind of toxic around
mm-hmm.
success. And so
yeah.
it's like, I want this for us. If you are my friend, we're going to go to the top together. We're
yeah.
going to do it together. Anything that's mine is yours. And then as soon as you deviated, like, I don't know if I want to do that anymore, right? I don't
yeah.
know if I want to do professional corporate work. I don't know if I want to start my, and even in this space.
Yeah.
I
was about to say, like, I have appreciated that you allow me to
yeah.
present the way that I want.
And I'm trying to get even better. I have a lot more work
yeah.
to do in that space. But like, I remember I would be like, girl, this is the next move. Why? Like, for example, Instagram. I remember there was a time where
yeah.
I was like, you're pretty. Like, you want to yeah. do this thing on social media. You want to make more another business,
uh-huh.
but you don't try social media. Like, we can't talk. I'm
yeah.
trying to go read the book to help me figure it out. And da-da-da. And that's toxic.
Yeah.
That's toxic because
yeah.
it doesn't give people space to
sure.
learn their lessons when they're supposed to
yeah.
learn. I had a professor in college one time pull me aside because it's really embarrassing, actually.
Okay.
I'm a piece of work, y'all.
Yeah.
So
okay.
she pulled me aside and I was complaining to her about my project members. I was like, you put me in this group. I didn't
yeah.
have a choice to choose. I would have clearly chosen the other students because these niggas ain't
group
shit.
Group projects
terrible,
are horrific. Yeah.
Right? And so I was like, they need too much hand holding to
yeah.
do their parts. I'm too busy for this. Can you give
yeah.
me somebody else who's up to speed, or can I just do my own project?
Yeah.
That's like, I was like, can I just do my own project? I have
yeah.
no problem doing all the work by myself,
uh-huh.
but that's easier than allowing space for them to catch up.
Yeah.
I just don't freaking have the patience at the time.
Yeah.
And so she sat me down in her office. She's like, listen, she's like, just because you may feel that you're the smartest person in the room, and sometimes you might be, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. Like, you're very bright.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell other people that. Like, that's an asshole move. And
yeah.
I was like,
oh! Ooh, office hours.
Right? She's
yeah.
like, you got to give people space to come to the conclusions you've already come to. It's not fair for you to rob them of those learning moments.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but I'm trying to help them, like, learn it. Like, I was really offended by that because it wasn't like, oh, I'm not trying to help people. It's never like, oh, I'm better than you or nothing like that. But it was, if I know the answer,
yeah.
I'm going to give it to you so we can move faster.
Yeah.
That's toxic.
Yeah.
That's toxic because there's
that.
A beauty in being where you're at and growing and flowing and all
flow.
These other things.
Yeah.
And that was a process for me.
For sure.
And I think that I also saw that in my friendships. I did that in the workplace and it didn't help that I worked in corporations that valued that like go, go, go competitive
yeah.
nature,
yeah.
push each other, challenge each other, raise the bar. And I would do that, excuse me, in my personal friendships. And slowly, one of my like friendships in my 20s, like one of my really good homegirls, was the one to be like, I don't want to have a business meeting every time we talk on the phone. I was like, yikes.
Yes.
Right? And I'm like, And I was really, I had to readjust, like, okay, where is this coming from? And at first I felt really bad. Like, am I a bad person? Am I pushing people to do things they don't want to do? And then I realized, no, I loved, I would love for people to have the best for them. I'm not the one to make that decision for them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, maybe you're not suited for a business. Yeah. Maybe you don't want to make multiple six and seven figures, right? Maybe that's not what you want.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I, like, allowing people to come to those conclusions by themselves without also, because then I think I over-indexed once I learned that to, like, I'm not going to tell nobody shit because I don't want to be the one to, like, boss you around or make you feel like I'm pushing you.
Yeah.
And then people would be like, Afnan, like, where's that, like, generous spirit used to have about you, about like checking in, like, oh, like, someone was doing social media, I'd be like, oh, good for you, period.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be like
to create a boundary there, right?
Not even like to make sure I didn't overstep. You know what I'm saying? And that was challenging.
You did an overcorrection.
I didn't. Yeah, I did an overcorrection. And so now it's just like, listen for, hey, I'm struggling for this. And I'd be like, oh, well, I have a resource if you're interested. But if you're not, totally cool. And I leave it where it lies. And I give people space to, like, grow organically in the way and at the speed that they want to.
It sounds like you've been doing the work, because it sounds like initially you were anticipating people's needs. This is eldest daughter issues, right?
We always come back to this.
It's you're anticipating and, like, just serving the room as to what you need to push, you know, the whole family forward, right?
Because that's so true.
Even your younger siblings, you feel like are a reflection of you and yourselves.
And your parents would tell you that.
They
like, you're,
if they mess up, you mess up.
It's your fault. Yeah, and I'm just like, that's so toxic.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so, you know, with friendships, I've always felt like they're a complete mirror to you, you know, and that you're learning. And I'm seeing that even through your journey of what you're describing, that your friendships have been a mirror to you and you've grown through the process.
For sure.
But it's, as I've grown, like, I have an issue around asking for help, right? Because I was supposed to have the answers.
Yeah.
But how do you bring someone along the journey without asking for what you need? And even asking, hey, Afnan, I need space right now, you know? Or I can't do this work, but let's find a solution to do so, right? And so, you know, friendships, especially as you get older, you just feel like your friendship should last a period of time. And so I think I was super naive around, hey, we've gotten here. We've been friends for like 10 years. Why? Yeah. How could we ever break up?
Yeah.
But like one of my really good friends, Veronica, she told me, she was like, friendships break up all the time. If a marriage can end after 30 years, you don't think a friendship can end after 10? I was
that's a good point. I never thought about that, but yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, I kind of move and accept people for who they are, right? And I think I'm presenting in that way because I want people to give me that grace.
Yep.
Right?
We love how we want to be loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want people to show up the way that they want and that I can kind of receive and accept them in that way. And if I can't, then I tell them, like, I can't show up for you.
Yeah.
You know, but the way that I don't need that one vessel, right?
That
I have multiple sources. I don't need a gang. That is. I had a friend, the friend that I did break up with, really sad, you know, and I wish them all the best.
Of course.
But she was a ride or die friend.
Yes.
But I was like, when I don't be dying, bro, like what? I don't need a ride or die because I'm never in those type of scenarios. I'm pretty like melancholy, you know, like I'm chill,
it's
bro.
Very, like,
but she was wild. Like when she was there for you, it was like exponential. Like you felt like, wow, I really have somebody in my corner. But when she, equally as much as she'd present well for you, she would go on the other direction of wildness, you know, and accept it and would hope that you would accept them for that.
Yeah.
At some point, I was just like, this oscillating between ride or die, riding and dying was just way too much for me.
It can be a lot.
And I had to get off the train, right? And I don't want to go into
next stop.
Yeah. I was like, get me off. Really? it was last stop was Paris, bro. I don't know. I think we were in London when we just fell out.
Really?
You know, trips will really show you.
Internationally?
We were international.
That's the worst.
Yeah. She just did something where I was just like, I can't allow this to happen again. You know, I had reached my peak, you know? Yeah.
Do you feel like there were red flags that you saw along the way?
The entire time. But I think it's hard.
You try to do the best for people, you know?
Yeah, you just tried and tried. And she's an awesome friend. And so many people love her, you know? And I still have a great deal of love for her.
Of course.
Don't think that I see it moving forward, right?
Yeah.
Definitely pray for her and hope she has a wonderful life, right?
Absolutely.
But you just realize, like, I've left that go. I let that go, you know? And so it was a hard pill to swallow, but it was my first step in my adult journey of just like, this doesn't work. How do you move forward?
Okay.
And really assessing, because I think for a long period of time, I never called her out for a bad behavior. where other friends would be like, this is not acceptable, and she would adjust for them. But for me, she never did, because I never wanted to ask her to do something different. I let people present the way that they want.
Yeah, you let people do the
present as they want, and then I readjust, right? Okay. But to a point where the adjustment wasn't good for me anymore.
Interesting.
And so that's when I finally had to let it go. But we had a conversation. I didn't ghost her or anything about anything like that. So I did feel good about that.
I can definitely. I'm a ghoster. Here's the thing. I will ghost if I will attempt to have several conversations.
You're very communicative.
I try. Yeah. I messed it up a lot. So yeah. I'm still working on it, mm-hmm. but I will try multiple times to like have like a very not like hints, yeah. like, hey, let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. And if it gets to the point where I have to walk away because I'm about to say something really disrespectful out of my face, yeah. or if I feel like you're really not respecting what I'm trying to say, and there's not a space for collaboration multiple times, not one time, yeah. multiple times we're having this conversation, and I feel inherently, not that we can't figure it out, mm-hmm. but if I
to
feel
your core, like
if you're in my core, I feel like you do not have the capacity to understand and have empathy for where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Right. Or two, you do not have the willingness to endure this uncomfortable medium, yeah. as we're working through the frustration, yeah. or whatever to move us forward. There's nothing else I can do if those two things don't
exist. That sounds fair, though.
You know,
it seems completely
but people,
fair.
People will at that point, I won't say, hey guys, just a heads up, I'm leaving at this point because you've exhausted all of your attempts to resolve this.
You don't tell them that?
I don't tell them that.
Oh, okay.
Like, it'll just
That could be the cherry on top of them. Like, that's all you got to add to that sequence.
You know what?
But
usually when I'm ghosting, it's like at this point, you don't have the capacity.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that we're closing the door forever. Mm. So I'll ghost for a few months, a few years, and then come back, and then we'll revisit it. Yeah. Yeah, I would not
talk to you.
I don't have
any. Don't do
any,
that to me.
I have never had any friends who I've cut off cold.
Yeah.
And we just never talked again. Mm. I don't have any of those friendships. Yeah. Even girls that I knew from like high school and middle school who we like had a falling out and we're not best friends anymore. Yeah. Right. Like still happy birthday, girl. I wish you the best. Baby shower. Da 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 da. Like we're cool.
Yeah.
But I just don't show up in their lives as that ride or die friend anymore. Yeah. And I don't expect that of them either. Mm-hmm. So it's just like lots of love. I wish you the best. I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
If anything happened and they called me, I would be there.
Yeah.
But we just know that we're not first on the emergency contact list, if you will.
And they get it.
And they get it. Okay. And we both feel mutually about that with each other. But I've realized that sometimes I have to be more explicit. Like mm-hmm. recently I've had people who now have the mental capacity, have the emotional intelligence, either they went to therapy or if they've been through
that's
some
what I was
going to
say.
Lives.
A lot of people are not self-aware.
They're not. And
you
it's
know?
Just, it's
and
exhausting
I'm,
for
it's
me
exhausting.
Though.
It's exhausting. You know, and I think a lot of people, like if you can do work on yourself, right, you're going to show up and present mm-hmm. a lot better in your friendships and relationships, significant others,
100%.
Right? And I've known that in my journey. Like sometimes I think, yo, if I got married right after undergrad, I'd be a terror.
Disaster.
You know what I mean? Like, like,
poor
oh,
friend.
I would have, yeah, ooh, you know, when I'm doing a lot of my better self-discovery after school, because you just don't have, I didn't have the mental kind of wherewithal to like really allow that to happen, that growth.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is some of those folks have come back around, like even really recently as even up to this year, a few months ago, one of the people, and this also extends to family too. This is not exclusive to like mm-hmm. my friends at all, but family will say, you know, I can now identify all the times you did try and I just didn't get it. And I wish you would have told me that you were walking away because I didn't get it, because then I would have known to keep trying even more versus like, I'm just frustrated and I'm just thinking this is a conversation, but then I'm looking through your behaviors. You're not contacting me. You're not hitting me up. You're not reaching out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like left trying to figure out what the hell happened. Mm-hmm. When in my mind, it was like very clear. We've had very specific conversations about where my needs are not being met. And how can we work this out between us? And what do you need? And a lot of people will tell me that wasn't super clear because then they could decide like, oh, is this worth trying again? Or should I just let it go?
Yeah.
And I realized looking back that I could have done.
Do you
better.
Personally like closure? But you say you're the one that's always walking away.
I am the one who's my closure is I know I tried. My thing is like,
you know,
I want for this. If that person tried to go, and I've never had this happen with anybody, but let's say that person tried to go and say like, oh, if Nan is a bitch and she did da 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 da. And I could pull out receipts and be like, so on this day we had this conversation. And remember, you got nasty with me, and I let you say what you were gonna say, and I quietly exited this conversation stage left after I asked you three times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have never had someone come back and say, you know, you didn't try, or or you just totally like mm-hmm. didn't give me a chance.
Yeah.
There's definitely folks who will say you could have done better, and I take that 100%.
Yeah.
But for me, that's the closure. Like, yeah, Allah, did I do everything I possibly could have?
Yeah.
Right? And I'm the read up on a book, and I will look at an article of like how to yeah. set bound. I've done all of that.
Yeah.
Right? And when I'm done and I know I don't have any more effort to give respectfully, because mm-hmm. there's a difference between let's talk about it like adults and it's like, bitch, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ever go there.
I never want to go there.
I never want to go yeah. there. And I can. I know that I can. I know yeah. I can and yeah. I will. Yeah. But I try my best never to get to that point. Yeah. So sometimes I have to just
especially
walk
I feel like with our sorority, we both pledged Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. But I feel like we know how to work that boardroom space with people that you love.
Nasty,
right?
Nice.
Like
nasty.
Nice. I call it the nice nasty, yeah. right? Where like we're sitting and having to with people that you kick it with after, right?
Yes.
They're your best friends, right? But you have to use Robert's rules of get order to get them together. Right? So that's that what I've learned and that's that skill set has taken me very far.
Very
just
far.
Like I can do this with my friends, let alone you know, yeah. that I work with and,
yeah.
and clearly have a boundary
delineation,
with
delineation. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've always been grateful about that. But I do think and sense that when friendships and relationships, when we break up, mm-hmm. it's really truly a misalignment of values at that
Facts.
Point.
That's
right?
exactly what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And I think you have to. And I think you won't recognize it
it's
unless
hard.
You
in
know
the
what your values are and you're very clear on what you
Afnan,
need and what you don't need.
I am just really recognizing my values now.
Really?
Right? Like, yeah, I always know like Allah, right?
Of course. Yeah,
and,
like
and
the
my
obvious
family,
ones.
Friends,
yeah.
right? But like really I've taken the time to so I was talking to someone and I was like, oh, yeah. So sometimes I sense a lack of vulnerability with like friends or significant mm-hmm. others. And then they were saying, okay, kind of sounds like you lack vulnerability with yourself. And I was like, ooh. And I was like, how? And they were noticing that I don't really journal or talk to myself. I'm always keeping myself busy, right?
Oh,
like I'm
yes.
never doing this like introspective
yes.
work of just like, who are you?
Wow.
Like I don't take the time, mm-hmm. right? I'm always trying to find escape routes, whether that's watching. And you saw this. I was watching the September 11th documentary for like hours. Like,
ah. Poor thing. Like we were stressed out trying to get like the set together. She's like, if not, I'm done. I'm like, okay.
I was
like,
I
need
am
to
done.
Zone out.
And I zoned out watching this documentary. And then I was did knee deep. And it's just that. I was just interested in figuring out, and I didn't learn much about this in grade school about mm-hmm. the Cold War. So I did a deep dive around like an interest
it's
that
so
I have, right? Like just like history or something.
Yeah.
And how that kind of grew up the happenings in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Right.
And it could be hard to track that because it could look like that's like a pastime.
Yeah,
or a hobby,
it does.
But really it's avoidance.
That's an
avoidance.
So sometimes
yeah.
now I've been really working at like journaling and just freehand, just go, you know,
yeah,
and it's crazy.
That's so amazing.
When you do that, what comes out? Right. And then you can also go back and see the growth.
Oh,
too,
have
right?
you ever read your notes to yourself? And
yeah.
Be like,
I'm like,
oh, my
wow,
God.
Different space, different girl,
yeah.
you know, like different woman altogether. But and now that I know what my value set is, I remember being in, you know, a relationship where there was a complete misalignment of values. I was just like, we don't even care about
the
same,
same things,
you know, it's like this. That's why it never
worked and it's
right.
So, or it's hard.
It was hard.
It's
it was arduous.
It
was
yeah.
taskful. You know, it didn't feel easy.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't feel
joyful.
Mm-hmm. It felt like work, right? But you thought the work was like, ah, oh, well, we've got to do this.
Like, are we married or are we friends? Like,
are
we
married
or
are we friends, right? And so in all relationships, friendships, significant others, like you really have to know what your value
yeah.
set is and then know and survey that among the people that you're with,
yes.
right? And then now that I look back retrospectively, the relationships that are the easiest for me are when we're aligned with values.
100%.
I'm like, 'cause
you don't have to, it's not a lot of work to, it just flows.
It just flows
yeah.
because our value set's the same when we show up in our best capacity on
Absolutely.
That time and then also allow ourselves to have grace. I give them
yeah.
grace when I know that they're not showing up in their best way.
You're
right.
Like, oh, I know.
Just
you
like, I know my
that.
Friend.
Yeah.
I know my friend and I know that they need space right now.
Yep.
So I would definitely recommend people to like journal, be vulnerable with yourself. Find out what your values are,
Girl,
right? Like do top 5, 10.
A
vulnerability.
Big one for me. Like I need to be able to tell like my close friend. It's a very,
Ooh.
Very short list.
Yeah.
But like I need to be able to like, love you girl, bye. And really mean it. I don't
yeah.
want people around me who I can't feel like I can do that
I
with.
I can't say I love you,
Mm-mm.
you know?
Or like, oh my God, I missed you so much. Like there's some friends be like, bitch, we just hung out last week. And there's not space for like real, now of course, I'm all with the kiki and the jokes or whatever. Jokes. There's a place and time for that. But I find that in my friendships, I need the real vulnerability. Yeah. Like, if you can't call me unannounced ugly cry and we're not going to make, like, a big deal out of it, and it's just like, okay, the moment's just going to pass, then, like, we're not going to work.
I feel like we've talked about this. Yeah. One of my favorite kind of behavioral writers and commentators, Brené Brown, she wrote the book Power of Vulnerability.
Yes, girl.
And she talks about, and I think we've talked about it on the pod, this exact example here, but how you build vulnerability is that when people do trustful things, like trusting things with you, then you leak a little bit of vulnerability. And it has to be this sliding scale of, like, trust activities that you've experienced with them.
Because you don't go telling your business your
business to everybody, right? It's just like, oh, okay, I remember telling her about my grandmother being sick. She texted me 2 weeks later and said, how's your grandmother? You know, you don't expect that with a new brewing relationship or friendship or even a longstanding one. People are living their lives,
but it's
right?
an opportunity for someone it's to an opportunity rise to the occasion to rise show up to the, for you.
Hey. Yeah. And then at that point, you can be vulnerable. You're like,
you can share something.
And then there's a scale.
Yeah, and then they give it back. They share something personal
And that's
them.
How you build vulnerability. Because I think I think there is this new wave, like, cry neo soul rapper, right? Who's like crying. Like, I think NBA Youngboy, he changed his name. Like, he admits on his raps that he has genital herpes. Oh, you know, God. And I'm just like, nigga, these people don't deserve that. You don't need to tell people that. I'm sure
they're just gonna weaponize it, my God.
You know, and maybe they'll weaponize it. Maybe they'll be great about it, but you just don't know who you're releasing that information to. And then I think that adds in, like, stigmatizing, you know,
of
viruses,
course.
Right?
Super.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not technically going all the way there, right? And I think he maybe. If that gave him some level of freedom just to say that, because there is a lot of freedom and vulnerability in releasing, and I think a lot of people overshare sometimes because they just want to release.
Yeah,
but I would recommend, like, building trusting relationships
in a safe space.
Yeah, safe space.
Because it could be so hurtful.
Have you ever been love bombed on the opposite end, where people just give it to you too much before you've earned it? And you're like, what the hell is going on?
I think because I'm also, like, super sensitive and vulnerable in general, I can see, like, most times I can see, like, oh, this person just really needs someone. Mm-hmm. Let me not be an asshole in this moment. Let me support them.
But you end up not sharing with them.
I end up not sharing.
Right?
So what I'll do is I'll receive. I'll support them.
Yeah.
And they, sometimes, like, people have come up to me and be like, you know, I realize I don't know anything about you, and you know all my business.
Been there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And
I've seen that before. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, but the safe space, I didn't need the safe space. You did. I'm glad I was able to support you. You're not at a deficit because you've shared that with me. Like, it will go to the grave with me. And I think people can appreciate that. But some people on the other side are like, no, you have to tell me your business now. And I'm like,
I'm just like, no, we didn't build that relationship, right? Of, like, this sliding scale of vulnerability and trusting behavior.
It has to be, like, mutually beneficial exchange.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. But then I'm also on the opposite end of just, like, I'm trying not to evaluate each relationship that comes into my life, you know, especially men too. I'm just like, well, what can you do for me? You know? Yeah. And it's just like, you don't let men also be, like, just themselves, human beings, you know? Yeah. And that's kind of difficult. It's a challenging thing to do, right?
To hold space.
And that's even for friendships too. And so friendships, I think I more easily allow people to show up in the way that they want.
I think for men, it's like, we're so valuable. It's like, for what purpose do I entertain you
moment? Come on, my sisters right here, like, mashallah, I'm incredibly impressed by the women in my life.
Yeah.
And I think any brother who's
would be
with
lucky
the,
to breathe the air in my
the luckiest. the Rolodex of friends that I have, I'm like, Allah, that's how I know. Alhamdulillah. Like, I think I'm like, Allah, please allow this, the friendship groups that I have, to be a mirror of the mercy that you have for me.
Aww,
you know? Because
yes,
I feel very lifted in that. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Like, the people that I meet.
You have some awesome friends, mashallah.
Amazing friends, alhamdulillah.
I've seen them, like, gather around for you and like cuddle and cover you. Oh my God.
Man,
amazing.
And I'm incredibly grateful, and I make incredible dua for them.
Of
you know,
course.
I'm just like, I'm just incredibly grateful.
Yeah.
But, like, I see that, and for any, you know, marriage is always a hot topic, you know, relationships, right? And I think friendships, like, you want to be a friend to your partner right?
So
these
important
building blocks that we're talking about of values, trust, vulnerability.
Deposits, absolutely.
You know, friendship breakups can look very similar sometimes to relationship breakups, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, you're just thinking about like the evaluation of people and how they present to you, right? And so when we know we have these dope ass friends, right, and they're, you know, considering and courting, you know, men to like, you know, potentially marry, you're just like, how are they showing up? What are you doing for me? You know? And it's hard not to have that evaluation of men all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think men have it hard as they well, especially when you rock with a solid group of women.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, what is he providing for my, like, I know your value queen, and they'll good friends will also call you on settling. Like, why are you with this man?
Why are you with this person?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just, I think I'm working on just being, and remember my word of the year is surrender. Did we talk about that?
We did a little bit.
And I've been doing a lot better of just sitting back.
I told you, I gave you compliments and kudos. I think you've done tremendous work in this space.
I am just really just enjoying observing and really assessing my feelings, right? The feels. Oh, the feels. I think that's Snow Allegra's album a few albums ago, right?
I know.
So I'm just, instead of like surveying and like clocking, you know, pocket watching these dudes, right? I'm just like, let me just observe how you show up, you know, and if you're dope and we can move forward, then that's cool. If you're not, then bounce, right? But I think there's a time period where you can just relax and not assess value, right?
Yeah.
You're not like Forbes, like countdown Kylie Jenner calling her a billionaire, right? Like this evaluation of like you're a billionaire.
Yeah.
So this evaluation of men, I think there should be an allotment of allowing, you know, men to kind of just show up,
do their thing,
right?
With limits though. Let's
with
be clear.
Right.
Don't
with
waste
limits.
My damn time.
Yeah. Oh, like 30 days. You know. You know,
probationary period.
Probationary period. Yeah. But like, I think there's a lot of legwork that you need to do in the beginning to, and you can't predict everything. Relationships do. There are divorce. You know, there is divorce.
It's a fact,
right? It's a fact, right? And I think beautifully, our religion, Islam, has allows that provision, right? Of just like, if this is not working,
sometimes it just doesn't work.
It doesn't work, and you can allow it. Even if you did the legwork to like really choose a dope person in your life, friendship, relationship, then, you know, there are provisions there to allow you to get out of it.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. But I always hope that people do it gracefully, you know, really like be able to call on people to help you, talk to people very kindly. Yeah. Right. I don't think there should be this finger pointing, like, you know, cussing people out. Right. Yeah. And I've definitely been there too. Right. Undergrad, you know, the beef between the deltas and the zetas, you know, it's just like whack shit.
It can be a lot.
I look back now and I'm like, wow.
Yeah. You know what? It was so serious back then. I think for me, I don't know. I just feel like we grow out of that space.
We did grow out of that.
I'm always going to throw a little shade every once in a while, but it's all love. Some of my best homegirls are AKs. I love them to death.
I think it's so funny. Even the way that we kind of like have our tiffs, it's, I think that's a space that I'm evolving, right?
Yeah.
Because you think like with my other friendships, because they're solely friendships, it's different. But because we have this business friendship and this parallel sliding scale, our tiffs are different, you know? So I don't come in as the most evolved person like I do with other relationships that I've had for a longer period of time, right? So I thank you for giving me a lot of grace in showing up, you know, the way that I do sometimes. And sometimes I saw that you had a client today who called you back up and was like, yo, you know, like, I apologize. And I often do that too. I'm just like, I'll come back and I'm like, Afnan, you know, actually, I've been thinking about it. This is how I'm presenting now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You give me lots of practice too, because like, I've been off the chain before.
Yeah.
And it gives me a chance to be like, okay, I don't have to respond right now.
Yeah.
And usually like, as I'm giving myself time to calm down, like, you or another person will come back and be like, I'm sorry, I was hungry.
Yes.
I haven't had coffee.
Hangry, like, coffee. Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, it's all good. And we can just move on. It doesn't have to be like serious, you know?
Exactly. So, and then I think there's also like the expectation that you're not, everything's going to be copacetic all the time. It's not going to be 100% sterile.
For sure.
Like, you should allow for space. Like, there will be tiffs. Because I know other people who are on the opposite end, if one thing happens, they drop.
They're unraveled. Yeah.
Unraveled on that end, or they just drop a friend and like move on, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Even guys will do this. Like, a girl will do one thing and they're like, bounce.
Yeah,
she crazy.
I feel like at the, you know, the root of that in my mind is that there's not, like, if you're not equipped to fixing those kind of problems, if you don't have experience there, you're gonna just like, oh, I'm just inept. I gotta abandon ship. And I think it's uncomfortable as hell to lean into those situations, and that's how I've learned.
Yeah,
like, that's literally leaning into those difficult situations. And I think I do it the most for my kids, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes when we're talking to, like, older family members or even parents, and they're just so stuck in their ways, and it's so annoying. Yeah. When it's like, I just wish you'd expand your horizons a little bit. Yeah. And I've been trying to practice that.
You'd have a better time in this relationship, too. Oh, my God. Yeah. Willing and able to work through this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think I'm trying to practice that now because I know, and we were talking about this in the previous episode with, like, you know, how, like, younger generations, like, they just move differently. And, like, it's very easy for us to say, like, oh, you're lazy or not invested because they don't do the hustle grind mode like we do. And so just trying to be like, okay, well, if my kid doesn't go to college and if they don't want to, you know what I mean? If they don't want to do a 9-to-5, if they want to walk dogs for 6 months and then do this, but they're providing for themselves and they're happy, like, can I be okay with that?
Right? Question for myself, right?
Yeah, I'm still working on it, right?
I know. Because I think we see ourselves, even when I'm giving any person a piece of advice, although I'd love to be objective, I'm probably giving you a piece of advice that's reflective of my own value
system. Or your own values, absolutely.
So at the end of the day, you know, you want people to have a strong foundation with themselves
so that
they can then move forward and make the best decision for themselves at the end of the day, right? Like, you're the only person that can make the best decision for you.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes, you know, people seek outside counsel all the time, and I would want people to learn how to turn inward and trust yourself.
Yeah.
Bet on yourself, you know? There's no way that you'd be on a game playing a sport and then bet on the other team winning, right?
Never.
Right? So trust your gut, trust yourself. You have and are capable to, like, have beautiful, beautiful relationships, but it really requires some inward work, some self-reflection, self-awareness.
And you're never done.
You're never done.
People say that, but it's really true. You're never done.
And every relationship that is entering your life is for you to do better work and become a better person.
Yeah, I fundamentally believe
at the end of the day, we were assembled together.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's happening for you, not to you.
It's not. 100% of the time. Nothing's happening to you. You know? Like, if you're wondering why I am where I am right now, look in the mirror. And you don't want to think prosperity gospel like Joel Osteen, who thinks, like, oh, I'm a great human being and that's why I'm rich, you know? Like, it's not that. That's whack. That's whack as fuck, right? But, like, when you think about the relationships in your life, like, the only individual that's a constant with you is you.
Yeah.
Like, how are you presenting?
How present are you with God? Yeah. Your creator, your source energy.
That's it. Source energy, right? Yeah. And so that's what you're trying to perfect with every relationship that you have.
100%. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so I think we did that.
I did.
I hope.
I think, you know what? And the conversation will continue because I'll learn something else. You'll learn something else. We'll have more friendships, more relationships to be able to talk about. Yeah. Inshallah. So.
And I hope you guys can, like, continue the conversation among your friend groups. Continue the conversation in the comments.
Yeah,
right?
Let us know. You know, Instagram, we're on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed, if you've been listening this whole season with our updated camera equipment and you haven't subscribed, like, don't be a hater. No. Like, just press the button.
I heard someone say, like, be a hater, but subscribe to that, right?
No,
like,
really?
Like, hate on us, okay?
Talk about us, subscribe. Thumbs it down, but subscribe.
Subscribe.
But with that being said, we will wrap it up there. Peace.
Peace, y'all.